Right now, here's what's trending.
A Bills fan has been banned indefinitely from all NFL stadiums after, well, you saw the video, slapping a Ravens star. So, yeah, this happened. Was seen smacking the helmets of Ravens star DeAndre Hopkins and Lamar Jackson after a touchdown on Sunday. That fan reportedly banned from the NFL stadium indefinitely. In their defense, there's no sign that says, hey, visitors, don't get too close to the rowdy Bills Mafia. They did get a little close to the fans. Not a Lambeau leap, but, you know, maybe they spotted a few Ravens fans down by the field and got a little too close. You're not supposed to get hands on the visiting team. Mm-mm. So this fan who was immediately ejected, well, he was immediately pushed back by Lamar, for one. So there was that. There was the shove back. Get it. And I don't think it shouldn't have escalated, but it did escalate. So the fan was immediately ejected from the facility after the incident and then was banned Monday, citing a team official. And banned from NFL facilities for life.
How would they even know that he was going to the game? Like, how do they keep track of people?
Facial recognition scanners. Maybe it's an honor code. You're not supposed to come back. Okay, I won't. Like being trespassed. You aren't going to be able to block the guy if he shows up again or buy a ticket. Maybe their name goes on a list. I'm sure there's a list.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure they threaten lawsuits and all that stuff.
Yeah. But also, I bet through whatever ticketing thing, his name's now on the list of don't sell to this guy. Doesn't mean he can't be a guest, yada, yada, yada. So, yeah, logistically, how do you do it? I don't know. I'm sure there's ways. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure there's scanners too, facial recognition. So, point is, don't get pushy with visiting team players when you're at the game. That fan was out of line. That's not cool. That's not a good look for Buffalo. But again, big dubs, so there we are. In the season opener of Monday Night Football, it was another huge comeback game in the NFL. This time it was the Minnesota Vikings defeating the Bears 27-24 with the new guy.
But when they're bringing all out blitz, they're expecting the ball to come out quicker than what it did.
McCarthy passes, caught, spinning grab by Aaron Jones. And somehow, some way, the Minnesota Vikings are on top.
Yeah, on top and won 27-24. It was Monday Night Football. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy led the Vikings comeback, throwing two touchdown passes, one to Justin Jefferson, adding another rushing touchdown in the fourth quarter. So big night for the NFL and another big comeback game. There was the Sunday night comeback game with the Bills setting records with the weird never-been-done-before score. And then Monday Night Football again. And finally, mark it down on your calendars, friends. We're camping out late. Target has announced they will open 500 stores at midnight on October 3rd simply to sell a singer's release. Taylor Swift's new album.
Yes!
The Life of a Showgirl at Target. And again, usually they're closed at that time. They'll be opening up at midnight on October 3rd.
So are they going to have like a party where we can all dress up in our favorite era? Or no,
you're
going
to have to
all
wear the same thing and stand facing the same way. Of course there's going to be a party, Jan.
Excited about
this. There will be friendship bracelets.
Target gets me. Oh, I'm excited. Yeah. Okay.
I think they won you back, Jan.
They won me back.
The exclusive release includes three limited edition CD versions because you know how much people use CDs all the time now.
I'll get it, but I don't know where to play it. I don't have a CD player, Nick.
I'll get you a 2006 Jetta. It comes with the car.
I really don't. Do I have a CD player?
You don't.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't.
You might be able to pop it into your older laptop, but I don't know. Yeah, that's just.
I'm looking on the sides of all of the. No, none of these have one of those thingy bobbers.
I'm pretty sure your sister's got one when she does her dance aerobics. So, be good. That's it for your news and views this morning. It's brought to you by Shays. The Outsiders, she does have one, doesn't she? I'm sure she does. Like a CD boombox.
Yeah.